USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's Democratic governor is going to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. John Bel Edwards getting about 46% of the vote. In yesterday's balloting, he needed to exceed 50% to avoid the runoff. But he told supporters last night,
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white police officer shot her inside her own home. The cop was investigating the house in Fort Worth because a door was left open. Body cam footage shows the officer peering inside a window. He sees someone and tells her to put her hands up, and then he opens fire. The woman's identified as 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson. The officer, whose name has not been made public, is on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 11 people were injured when a car slammed into the back of an Illinois hayride last evening. It happened about 50 miles west of Chicago. WLS-TV there is reporting all 11 victims were adults. Three of them hurt seriously. One of them is reportedly in critical condition. President Trump yesterday spoke at the Value Voters Summit in Washington. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria.
USA Radio's Wendy King there, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A one-time ally of the president's now claiming ISIS will surge back in Syria because U.S. troops have been pulled out. Former Defense Chief James Mattis making the claim in an interview that will be shown this morning on NBC's Meet the Press. Police are investigating what triggered a mass shooting in Brooklyn that left four people dead and injured three others. The New York Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams says it took place yesterday morning inside what police believe is an illegal gambling den in Crown Heights.
This is probably a place that people have walked past and they saw it for years. And not until something of this magnitude occurs do you say, wait a minute, what was going on here?
Police recovered two guns at the scene and they say they have several people in custody being questioned. A second person has died after yesterday morning's collapse of a hotel that was under construction in New Orleans. In addition to the two deaths, 18 construction workers were injured. And nearly all Northern California residents have their power back. PG&E officials say 735,000 customers had it restored within 48 hours of the planned outages. The shutoffs were initiated by the utility because of severe winds which picked up on Thursday, causing broken tree branches to bring down power lines throughout the state. And the concern was that could cause wildfires, but PG&E says its actions prevented that from happening. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.